This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Writer Maria Semple dropped a bestseller on us 4 years ago now. Where'd You Go, Bernadette was a tour de force of a story, but also a funny take on what Seattleites take so seriously. Now her new novel is out. It's called Today Will Be Different. And Maria, I think you might be softening on Seattle a little.
I think I might be, too.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You know, for listeners who didn't read Bernadette, if anyone, what was your take on Seattle then?
My take on Seattle was similar to Bernadette's in that I had moved here from Los Angeles and I felt very misunderstood by the city. I'd come from the world of comedy writing where people were very mean-spirited and shallow, and I loved it. And I came up here and I was not seeing much of that. And so I...
What did we misunderstand about you?
Well, I would drop off my daughter at school, and I thought I would be making basic conversation with the other moms, and they would say, tell us what you really think. And, or, hey, you better switch to decaf. And I thought, hey, what did I do? I'm just sitting here making conversation with you and trying to get out as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. But somehow, something came across that they didn't approve of.
What was it like to run into those private school parents, et cetera, after having lampooned them?
I at first thought that I should cover my face and cross the street before they saw me. But one of the really touching things over the last 4 years is how much Seattle has embraced the book. And I think the book really does have a kindness in its heart. The antipathy towards Seattle in Where'd You Go, Bernadette was very much an expression of how messed up Bernadette was at the time, that she had a lot of personal problems and personal failings as an artist that she was not able to deal with. So she instead blamed an entire city of people who she'd never met. And by the end of the book, to me, it's the signal that Bernadette was whole and happy and was going to be okay, because I think the last maybe two or three pages of that book is really a love letter to Seattle.
And before we round up Bernadette and move on to Eleanor, we talked a little bit about the, I don't know what you call that attitude, the passive-aggressive, the discomfort with mean/nice, but let's widen out your take on Seattle, because there was a lot.
Yeah, there was. It was, I think that it was very liberal, which it was just this fervent fervent tolerance of everything, you know, just people kind of falling over themselves to be more tolerant of the next person. And I would like to say it had more of a philosophy behind it, but really it mainly had to do with the fact that driving around, I couldn't figure out how to cross the 5 freeway. that I felt the street grid was so completely confusing that really was the beginning of me turning on Seattle.
So by the way, your narrator, Eleanor, in your new book, Today Will Be Different, reminded me of Seattle in that we're trying to be better. And it's stressful to try to be better. What's your take on Eleanor? What were you trying to get at in this go round, in this take on comic neuroses?
I wanted to write a book about a woman who was trying to go through the day and only be the better version of herself, not set a higher goal than that, just to look people in the eye, to be present, to not get into these dog fights with her kid, not push the buttons of her kid, and to try to treat her husband like she was still in love with him. And it's a very low bar and kind of comically low. But then life happens and it starts going awry on her.
I said at the very beginning that I think maybe you're softening on Seattle. And I read into it at least a softening or an empathizing or an even falling for Seattle. What's your take been since Bernadette is, because you're still living here?
I love Seattle. And in fact, at the end of writing Bernadette, I was really starting to love Seattle. And I'd had to ward off those happy thoughts because I still needed to write this poisonous take on Seattle. So I had to push that aside. But in this book, Eleanor is certainly much more engaged with Seattle than I would say Bernadette was. Bernadette was an agoraphobic who was locked up in this airstream in her backyard. And Eleanor, and today will be different, is very much of the city and is going around and engaging with Seattle. Now, of course, to engage with Seattle is to be frustrated by Seattle, but she is not defined by her antipathy to the city.
What do you want Seattle to be like, if you could wave your wand? Because we don't want to be New York. I mean, you write about New York and New Orleans in this book.
Yes.
Those are the two other big city characters.
Right.
And we don't want to be New York, and we don't want to be New Orleans. So what would you like Seattle to be?
I like how funky it is and how the neighborhoods still maintain their personalities. My daughter went to school in Wallingford, and I went there for maybe 6 years while she was in elementary school, and I hadn't been there for 2 years, and I just went back, and I was really shocked at how along 45th alone, a lot of these funky little storefronts are now those big mixed-use condo buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I even saw driving down, I think it was 2nd Avenue today, or something called the Seneca Building, which actually, I don't know if it's on 1st or 2nd, but it seemed like it had really old world charm, and it seemed like it should have been a landmark building. And then instead, there's a big white sign up saying it's getting demolished, and next to it, this huge glass skyscraper. And just these brick front stores are going away, and it's all just this awful aluminum siding and just junk. And so I hate to think that there's not a Landmarks Commission working and realizing that these old buildings, maybe they're not built by famous architects or anything. You'd like to think that someone understands that's part of the character of our city.
Do you think we're sliding toward what we didn't want to be?
I guess so. I mean, I don't quite know what we want to be. I haven't been here long enough. I've only been here for 8 years, and it's one of those things you get here and you remember. You start to say, I remember when, and there's always someone to trump you to say, oh, no, I remember when. When you got here, it was already ruined, you know? So
yeah.
I can't really speak to what Belltown was like before we got to Belltown. You know, I know what Belltown has been in the last 8 years, and there's great restaurants. You know, there's some good things about it, and that I love all our restaurants, and there's still a lot of thriving culture, and people are nice, and thank God they have those hanging flower baskets everywhere. Those don't seem to be going anywhere. As long as those are up and healthy, then I'll keep my mouth shut.
There is a new crop of Seattleites to judge, the blue-badged Amazon squids, as Eleanor calls them. I mean, between privileged people who own beautiful homes worth millions and privileged people who make six figures in their 20s, who do you dread more?
Gee, that's a good question. Maybe the young people, because I feel like they don't know about basic manners. I feel like nobody's taught manners, and I think the old school people, I think that my generation, I'm considering myself an old person, is we remember a time before cell phones and before computers, and I feel like we're the last people with one foot in basic civility.
Beyond Seattle quirks and comedy, is there anything you wanted to tell our listeners about what you're trying to say in Today Will Be Different? Because at times I found it moving. And it's really thoughtful.
Thank you. I never quite know what I want to write about, I would say. That when I start out, I write a character. And my character is someone who starts the day really guided by self-will. She's really willing herself to be a better person. Today will be different. It's an incantation in the beginning of the book. Today will be different. Today will be different. And almost by having to say it so much, you have to you realize there might be some fundamental flaw in it, that she has to almost convince herself of it. And so what I found was, just during the course of the book, and this was maybe after reading the book on the third or the fourth draft, it occurred to me that it's a journey from self-will to letting go. And I think that that's at least something that I hope I'm on that path towards. But at the same time, if I ever get to the letting go place, I don't know why that doesn't mean I'm just going to be lying in bed eating chocolates and watching MSNBC, because if I let go, that's probably what I would be doing, left to my own devices. So the difference between letting go but and being an artist, and I all of those issues are interesting to me, and I think that there's some of the things brought up in the book.
Well, I found Eleanor's son to be pretty damn philosophical, and I found, we won't give it away, I guess, but I found her Seahawk doctor's husband Joe's epiphany to be a very not what we think of as a Seattle story. We're kind of the opposite of that in Seattle, but we get to see Bernadette's sequel. We get to see Eleanor go through quite a day.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks for writing it. Thanks for the entertaining read and for coming in.
Thank you.